Well, good afternoon. I'm Ted Hayes, and the name of the program is Ted Hayes Remembers. In my 40-plus years at WKVI, we have been known for music, news, weather, and sports. But WKVI has also been attuned to the spiritual part of the community. On Ted Hayes Remembers today, I'll be sharing time with Reverend Tim Miller of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church. For almost a quarter of a century, Tim Miller has led the flock of this church. But this Easter, he will not be in the pulpit of the church he has guided and loved so much. That's because after 25 years, Pastor Tim has been called to minister at the Clear Lake Lutheran Church in Fremont, Indiana. Before he leaves, though, I wanted to remember all of the goodness Pastor Tim and his family brought to our community. Pastor Tim Miller came to us from Moab, Utah, a community where outside his back door he could look out at beautiful mountains. When called, he came to the flatlands of the Midwest. Pastor Miller, when you came to this church, it was populated by older members, but being young yourself, you brought in younger members too.
We had a number of young families come in when we started our children's choir through that. We added the youth director, and a number of families arrived again with children and young children.
Pastor Miller revealed to me something that might surprise you. He is a shy person who needed to move out of his comfort zone to become a minister. Going off to school at the University of Missouri, he wanted to be an engineer, but as the son of a pastor, he had the background and the love of the Lord, so when the calling came, he did not resist. Pastor Miller, what will you and your family take from this church and this community?
Well, we'll be taking back just a lot of good memories of the people. You know, the wonderful times we've had, the celebrations, the sad times of when we've seen people pass on and go up to be with our Lord, but just the people.
I know that over the last 22 years, you have kept figures. The church isn't just Sunday worship. It's more. It's becoming involved in the congregation's lives. Open your ledger book for us, please.
The last 22 years, I have conducted 147 funerals, 218 baptisms, 260 confirmations, and about 60 weddings.
The Lord said at one time in his ministry on earth, "Let the children come unto me," meant so much to him.
We had a number of young families come in when we started our children's choir through that. We added the youth director, and a number of families arrived again with children and young children.
At one time, there were 40 junior and high school students who attended Sunday services regularly. But in recent years, there is a stumbling block for youngsters attending worship. And it's not the devil. What is it, Pastor Tim?
The one thing I've found that really interrupts their spiritual life is the driver's license. Because once they get a driver's license, all of a sudden they need a job then to pay for the insurance. And then all of a sudden, and that's always on Sunday morning. And it's right at that time that they often, in such that simple way, say, well, I'll come at the Saturday night service or I'll come otherwise. And then all of a sudden they get into a habit of skipping.
There's one more thing that Pastor Miller will be known for, and that's the terrific floats he and some of his parishioners made for local parades.
I do like to build things. I'm not a professional builder, but just, and I also am very visual, and I like to see things and putting those two together. And people like to do that also. And I collected a group of senior men who just love to work with that, and they work side by side with me. A number of those I baptized, a couple 60-year-old men, and then joined the church at that time. They were spouses of members, and they showed up just to help participate. It was an easy way to serve the Lord. And it's just a lot of fun and brings a lot of smiles to people. But also, I guess the biggest thing was to reach beyond our walls here at Our Redeemer and into the community with the message we have. It's just not for us, but for the whole community, that God cares about them and he's here for them.
Pastor Tim Miller of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church. Have yourself a good weekend. I'll see you back here again next week on Ted Hayes Remembers.